bouncing the check and spending thousands to my accounts in the red. They should be proud that I got all the money, power, respect. Now that I'm next, but instead they sound highly upset. While my entire career's been a howling success, they mad that only rise and shine when hopping out of the bed. Drowsy as heck, and whether or not their mouths have been fed, I hope the crust don't fall off while I'm counting this bread. They don't know how rich the kid is, and I highly doubt that they'll get a chance to that boy Dimitri. Couldn't tell you the answer, cause all I like to tell everyone my business by flexing on camera. I'm even hesitant to tell my finances, and yes, I've dealt with the slander in a negative manner since celebrities are held to such incredible standards. So I started abusing more coughing nails than a hammer just to calm myself until I start developing cancer. No pressure at all.
The thrill of victory.
With all this stress piling up, I'm having doubts in my head. How you expect me to feel safe with people shouting out threats loud as a jet? Like, what if they find out my address? If I had roamed around my hometown pounding my chest without any vests, I'd have wounded up dead, cowered and fled, or had my whole house surrounded by feds. Cause like dirty kids in Flint, I get showered with lead while I'm on edge. Anytime I think about what they said, it shouldn't even be the reason that I'm hot and bothered. I should fear no other being but God the Father. No point in going back and forth when you're off your rocker. We were also taught as toddlers by cough and die just to either become a soldier or college scholar. But for me, music had a lot to offer, so I took it and ran with it. Think cops and robbers, no pressure at all.
The thrill of victory.
Away to get behind the mic when you can grind away and get the 9 to 5. Even if you have to deal with quiet days and silent nights in which you feel like you're trapped in a cultural desert where there's no sign of life within your line of sight. Keep your powder dry like it's China white. Things will only go uphill like you're climbing heights. If you focus your efforts, then you'll find out why it might ignite a spark inside you like dynamite. Yet I ain't know any better. I was that kind of guy who only hoped and endeavored to be a guiding light, shining bright like suspects of a diamond heist, not knowing the difficulty or pressures of being idolized. Folks no longer check up on me to see if I'm alright. Now they're mostly questioning if the project's been finalized. And I'd say no, but when the time is right, maybe I have time to write once I finally settle down and find a wife.